Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jesse Jane Duff, welcome back to 1210 WPHT.
Oh, my entry music was fabulous. Come on, the Marine hymn, that is, like, exceptional. Except I have to stand up at the position of attention when you play it. So, you know, I had to jump up out of the couch. I had to, like, in my one shoe went flying, into the cell phone went flying. I was like, oh, my God, I got to get up at attention. And you know what? The Marines were founded in Philadelphia at Tun Tavern. Yep, November 10th, a few good men congregated in 1775. Philadelphia is the home, the birthplace. Somebody had an agonizing birth over the United States Marine Corps. I just want you to know that. Because we're loud, we're obnoxious. It's a painful birth for anybody who has one of us, but it is a glorious birth. We'll be your most exceptional child. Thank you so much for inviting me. And this day is a very humbling day, knowing that we had 11 Marines killed on this day at the 13 at Abbey Gate because of the irresponsibility of the Biden-Harris administration and their botched, that's a nice word, putting it nicely, botched withdrawal, and then the indignant attitude that President Joe Biden had as the dignified transfer has, and we can never forget him looking at his watch.
Absolutely no mention whatsoever at the DNC of Afghanistan. If it happened, I missed it in between all of the transgender references and the wokeism and the absolute worship of late-term abortion and all the other craziness we saw out there in Chicago while the bullets were flying outside. I don't think there was really even any commemoration of our armed service members that have lost their life in service of our country, something that you usually see at these conventions, even at the DNC. So they're not even hiding it anymore, are they?
No. Now, I gather there was a family that did speak, but at the end of the day, there's always somebody on the far left that just wants to enable the Joe Biden-Harris, well, Harris policies, I should say, clearly, because it's quite obvious. 18 months prior to the departure of Afghanistan, not a single American's head was touched because President Trump made it very clear to the Taliban, you touch one, I will come after you. He had told the same to Iran, and when they did try to target our bases in Iraq, he went back and removed, eliminated Soleimani, who had been killing Americans since 2003, but it was President Trump that got that man killed because he had killed over 603 Americans. To be exact, it was 603 with the IEDs, which were the bombs that blow up underneath the trucks and the forces. And so many of your veterans today who have lost limbs is a result of what Soleimani did. He was eliminated. President Trump didn't screw around. He didn't draw a red line and then turn around and waffle on it as we saw with Obama. Or, you know, Joe Biden has constantly tried to establish lines, but they're very fuzzy. And then Kamala Harris gets in there and fuzzes them up even further.
So much of it, I think, is interwoven with what's happening with our culture. You know, Donald Trump is a tough guy for whatever reason that makes certain fellow Americans recoil. They don't like the tough language. They don't like his assertiveness. To me, I find that attractive politically, someone who I want to leave me because I recognize that it works. Meanwhile, I can't even say this with a straight face, over at the Washington Post, I don't know if you saw this, they are touting Doug Emhoff, Kamala's boo, as a modern day sex symbol. And it makes you wonder. I know that these things don't seem connected.
Wow. But they've never met Marines, have they?
I guess not.
Wow. You look at all us. Now that's a sex symbol right there. You know, come on.
It starts
male
with
or female. I'm sorry. Doug Emhoff, he can't even run a block. I'm sorry. The man looks like he gets, you know, this guy, you know, gets winded, you know, just trying to do things that he shouldn't be doing. Like when he got the maid pregnant or whatever she was.
Well,
that's just a gross thought. You know, I'm sorry.
Is this a
G-rated or R-rated show? I can take it either way. You just got to remind me.
My rule, and I've told you this before, so long as the FCC is okay with it, then I'm fine with it. I always
never
keep one
be
finger.
Okay with me. I'm a Marine. I got a big mouth, and I say things completely inappropriate. But I mean, really, a sex symbol? Is this what the left is calling? They're calling for vasectomies and abortions. They can't even procreate anymore. Like, this is really what they're all about. Their idea of sexy is carrying, you know, a little lap dog, you know, into the DNC and saying, you know, my dog will bite you. And you're looking at this little chihuahua. You're like, okay, wait a minute. You know, Marines walk out with a bulldog. You know, if Donald Trump had a dog, we know if he had one, it wouldn't be anything to sit back and laugh at. So I'm just saying that these people cannot even represent masculinity. You know, to have a family, to be a father, to not be advocating to terminate your own children as he has done when he said that he has a tweet that went viral after Roe v. Wade was overturned. And he said, and I felt I have to speak out for my daughter. It's like, well, which one? The one that was born or the one that was probably unborn?
Amen.
Because you ensured that you had her removed. You're ensured that you had a, and I'm going to assume it was another daughter. For you to suggest that abortion's okay is only to validate what you did to your housekeeper, maid, whatever it was, nanny, school teacher, whatever it was. You did that, and we know that the child was never born. So, yes, make sure that you kill your own grandchild, because if you're easy with killing your own, you're quite easy killing your own grandchild. But then we all saw the pictures of his daughter, and they don't think it's going to be a concern. Sorry.
When I saw the armpit hair, that was it for me.
Oh,
that's,
my gosh.
That's the moment.
That thing.
That's the moment.
A camo, a waltz hat?
I mean, man, no, that's when I stopped watching the DNC. I can only take so much for the audience here.
Well,
I have to watch this stuff so I can report back. That's the moment I said I'm tapping out.
Well, I'll tell you, the liberal men can use that armpit hair to floss their teeth, because that's probably as far as they're going to go anyway.
So. I need to move the trash can a little closer to me here in the studio.
That's great.
You're not a liberal man, so it shouldn't make you vomit. I mean, it really, you know. The liberal men are hungry for that stuff. That's what keeps them going.
That's right.
They probably have a fetish page of, you know, armpit hair for these liberal men.
Well, if it exists, Tim Walz is mandated for Minnesota public schools. I think we can say
well,
that.
He likes you know, armpit hair on boys, I think, so.
Yeah, there's
something fruity about both of them. When they come out on stage, they look like they should be skipping through daisies, both of those husbands. It's like, I mean, Tim, could you look more like Kamala's husband? So what, you know, this is the man you can control? Is that why she made that selection? Tim Walz is another objectionable person. He had passed legislation for up to the moment of birth abortions. This is how gross these people are. And yet then he talks about how personal it is, the struggles they had with getting his wife pregnant. Look, we all know what your struggle really was. It had nothing to do with needing in vitro fertilization. You probably needed a donor. You know, it's just like, really, you're not, you guys don't, these men do not understand what a real man is. They advocate to kill their children, advocate to get to, so their daughters can kill their grandchildren. They turn around and advocate for the community to kill their children. They're so into abortion that they literally now have put it on at the DNC. As of Wednesday, tragically, 25 children were aborted.
Next to the food truck.
That is, yeah, well, yeah. It might as well have been a taco truck, because that's what it was treated like. This is how they treat life. And we know then they turn around and say, we don't have enough American workers, so we have to import labor. It's because the mindset is women should be career-minded, not family-minded, and they're destroying the American family. And then you've got people like Janet Yellen saying in front of Senator Tim Scott that it will impact the black woman the most if you remove abortion. Really? So you can't, do you hear yourself, you white lady with blonde hair and you're over 60? You just advocated for the abortion of black children. And you didn't even hear yourself?
Well, we know that's that's consistent with Margaret Sanger, right? I mean,
exactly.
she was a eugenicist, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Look, here's what I think is happening, and maybe I'm overly optimistic. You tell me. Against this backdrop, this freak show that we saw at the DNC, disrespectful to many different groups of Americans, and veterans are just the start of it, it does appear that some Democrats are starting to cross the aisle. RFK Jr. has now endorsed Donald Trump. And I said at the end of the last hour, apparently Tulsi Gabbard, it's been reported, is going to come out, who's also served her country, and endorse Donald Trump. Something I really want to drill down on with you, though, these polls in Virginia are really close. We've now seen, I think, two surveys with Donald Trump within 3 points, which would be a massive swing from 2020, lost by 10 points last time around. Do you think that that is more military families coming home to the GOP?
I think it's probably, listen,
I know you're not a pollster,
right now, but they're so radical with what they're doing, they're driving a lot of people towards Donald Trump. They have gone so extreme. Number one, Tim Walz. His objectionable behavior with his stolen valor, claiming to be the rank of command sergeant major, when he knows darn well his retired ID card says master sergeant, he knows this. There's no way around it. And used it to perpetuate his promotions to governor, to congressman. This is flagrant stolen valor because it benefited him. On top of it, saying that he had served in combat, we could have probably not gotten very far had he just skirted out and retired, accepted his rank as master sergeant, never made any claims of combat, and had retired as a mass sergeant and stayed quiet, we would have been like, yeah, you shirked away from your duties, but I don't know that we would have pulled people over, particularly even veterans who are not necessarily enraged by that. The fact that he lied about his rank, lied about serving in combat, and you have so many Afghanistan, Iraq veterans out there who served under multiple administrations. They served under Obama. They served under Bush. They served under Trump. Many administrations, they understand a commander-in-chief is somebody they respect, but now they know they cannot have that man one heartbeat away of being commander-in-chief because he didn't even have the intestinal fortitude to uplift, to live out his obligation with his contract and be a leader among his soldiers. He wimped out. So veterans are highly activated right now. The Coalition for Veterans for Trump right now has over 200,000 people that have signed up. And that is the largest coalition of all the Trump coalitions.
Wow.
So I would tell people right now, if you're a veteran or military family, the military families can sign up also. Sign up at veterans.donaldjtrump.com. Veterans.donaldjtrump.com. And the reason we need you to sign up is because then I can get newsletters out to you and you can see what's going on. You can sign up to help the campaign. If you want to volunteer for the campaign, here's what you need to sign up on is TrumpForce47.com. 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 And Pennsylvania, you're a swing state. I am pleading with everybody who's listening right now, get involved. You can volunteer to do just a little bit. You don't have to do a lot. We'd rather have 100 volunteers doing a lot than 3 volunteers doing everything. And when you sign up on that, you can help get us the low propensity voters. You might even be able to just send an email. We have this other one where you mail it to all your email, all your friends, and get them to register to vote. It's called SwampTheVoteUSA.com. It's easy. There's so many little things every person can do. I implore every veteran out there, you have the largest population of veterans in the United States are in Pennsylvania. Largest. People don't understand that. It's like over 750,000 veterans are right there in Pennsylvania. It's a patriotic location, probably because of the rich history, for a multitude of reasons. Every single veteran, sign up at veterans.donaldjtrump.com. Get engaged. Do something. Because we did not defend this country always because we wanted to. It was because we needed to. And you can never forget that the Marines that went on Iwo Jima, many of them were babies. Many of them were terrified. But they still went. They still took it. And then you look at what happened in Normandy. Thousands and thousands of military men, soldiers hitting those beaches, knowing they would die. They didn't do it because they wanted to. They did it because they needed to. We're not asking anybody to give their life. We're asking them to vote and make sure your friends and family are able to vote. This is so critical of an election. We always say it's the most important one because they always have been. Had people listened to us 5, 6 elections ago, we wouldn't be in this state. Now we are literally and not the one generation away from losing our freedom, as as President Reagan said. We are now one election away. They will take away rights at the Supreme Court. They will suppress free speech. Tim Walz has already stated so much that we have to monitor speech. The government should have insight onto that. They want to take away your gun rights. That's clearly been demonstrated by Harris on multiple occasions and Tim Walz parading around like a fairy with his little AR-15 trying to say this was what I held in war. These people are lying. They will take everything from you. I'm sorry, you're laughing at him being a fairy? He is. I'm sorry. He looks like he danced in the Nutcracker Ballet with me.
That is one of the greatest arguments I've ever heard for engaging this election, but I'm sorry, I was laughing at the fairy comment because whenever I think of him coming out on the stage at the DNC, I think of Chris Farley. You remember that SNL where he came out on stage and was like gesticulating like a madman? I think he's mentally ill. That's what I think the issue with.
Oh, there's a lot wrong with this guy.
Anyone that behaves the way he does and lies like he does has some systemic mental issues.
Yeah, right. Well, and then turns around and gets children to put on WALZ shirts for the gay pride parade and has advocated, here's the other legislation he's passed, is to ensure that children can be removed from their family if their family doesn't recognize their gender, their newly assigned gender that they want. This is ridiculous that they would advocate to take your child from your home because you disapprove of your son or daughter deciding that they're not going to be your son or daughter anymore. This is ludicrous.
It's positively insane, but to your point, we can make a difference. Sign up for the coalition if you're a veteran. Are you going to tell her no? I would never say no to Jesse Jane Duff.
Well, I'll have to fly to Pennsylvania. She'll rip out holding people.
She'll rip out all your armpit hair.
Well,
she's not above it.
The conservatives don't carry armpit hair around like that. They're not as proud of that, you know, so that's symbolism. But conservative women, I'd have to just kick them somewhere. But, you know, I'm just saying, we need to be engaged, and because you're a swing state, and here it is. Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania, we win the election.
That's true.
We win the election. We already know what states we're going to win. We know we're not going to win California, but we do know that we'll win Oklahoma and Texas. We do know where our votes are. We got to win Pennsylvania. And there's nothing that this administration, current administration, and Kamala Harris, and along with Tim Walz, have proposed that benefits people in Pennsylvania. Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Listen, we need to bottle her energy. I say it every time I've spoken to her on air, and just share a little bit of it of everyone in this country right now. We need to carry this fire forward into November. Jesse Jane Duff, retired gunnery sergeant, proud Marine. We're proud to have her as a regular guest here on 1210 WPHT. Thanks as always, my friend.
All right, everybody, you take the hill, and please, ladies, don't have armpit hair.
I think that actually is the most important takeaway, Dan, from that entire interview. All these weighty, consequential things. A little grooming goes a long way.
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
Way. We will remove you. We'll take away your conservative card if you keep that stuff up. Yet. All right, everybody, take the hill. It is gonna. It's, you know, Kamala's trying to pick out her favorite pantsuit for her inauguration right now. So let's just crush those dreams. Polyester fashion's not going to be in style. So we'll see you. Thank you.
Jesse Jane Duff, folks. That's what I love. You just have to have her on. You don't have to do anything.
Kamala, wow. Oh, wow. Tulsi Gabbard speaking, Matt, as you were finishing up that interview. Now endorsing,
breaking news.
Yep, Donald Trump. Take a listen.
This administration has us facing multiple wars on multiple fronts and regions around the world, and closer to the brink of nuclear war than we ever have been before. This is one of the main reasons why I'm committed to doing all that I can to send President Trump back to the White House, where he can once again serve us as our commander-in-chief.
All right. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
As reported here on the Dom Giordano program, Frank's been languishing on the line, Frank from Bensalem, for quite some time, and he's got a topical discussion for us concerning Tulsi Gabbard. He has opinions about her. Frank, welcome to the Dom Giordano program. You're on with Matt.
Okay, Matt, I don't want to give you a big head, but you're good. You're really good. But it's hard to follow the gunnery sergeant, but I have my own gunnery sergeant son who's currently on a deployment in the Mideast somewhere.
Oh, God bless. Seriously, that's amazing. I'm sure it gives you some anxiety, but...
It does, but, like, I know what she's talking about. Been around a lot of those Marines when they were 20 years old, and now that my son's 33, so I've seen them, and they are just, I call them kids because I'm in my 70s, but they are good kids.
You do not sound like you're in your 70s, by the way. You complimented me, so I'm going to compliment you right back. I would not have guessed if that was the contest today.
I'll tell you what, and I knew this about 4 or 5 months ago. I love Vance. He's a Marine, former Marine. But my choice, I know it would have been hard for Trump because he had all those guys and gals, you know, like Byron Donalds and Tim Scott and all those. But he would have sewn up this election by picking Tulsi. I know she's over her period of time, she's been somewhat of a liberal in votes, but I think she's coming around and came around. But she's a wonderful person, smart as a whip. If you've seen some of her interviews, and I'm sure you have, with Tucker Carlson, this woman is on top of things. And I would have picked her first and probably Donald second. But Gabbard, She's a veteran, still serving, actually.
She is, that's right. But I think you touched on, Frank, the reason she probably didn't get the nod. Because even though the Republican Party tent has expanded in recent years, it's still a fundamentally conservative party, right? Most of us have a right-of-center worldview when it comes to economics and everything else, up, down, in between.
And she has still espoused many liberal views. We welcome all, anybody that wants to save the country, specifically from the totalitarianism that has been exhibited by the Biden-Harris administration. We're not going to turn anybody away. But I think Trump, when he made this decision, realized, you know what, if this is going to be the heir of the party, it's somebody that has to embody at least most of the party's principles. Not dumping on Tulsi, though. I would have been perfectly happy. And I'll tell you what, maybe a great choice for Secretary of Defense. Just throwing that out there would make Hill Dog's head explode, so it'd be totally worth it. 855-839-1210 is the number. Quick break. Back with more in just a moment. Don't move a muscle. It's time for me to whip out my crystal ball, because I want to flag an issue for you that I think is going to become a biggie as we head towards the debates, or debate. I don't know. We're debating whether or not to have debates right now. I think it's a media manufactured thing, as most things are. But I want to touch on this. Over the weekend, you may have seen it on ABC's Sunday political program. Jonathan Carl was getting into it with Tom Cotton, because Carl clearly had no idea that at one point Kamala Harris had promised to eliminate private insurance. Yes, it happened. This was back in either 2019 or 2020. We have the cut, I think, Dan. Listen to this. You're going to hear more of this clip as this election continues.
Just to follow up on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, to reiterate, you support the Medicare for All bill, I think initially co-sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders. You're also a co-sponsor on it. I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it?
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care, and you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Who of us has not had that situation where you got to wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is going to cover this? Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
That's going to go over like a fart in church.
Then you can keep your plan if you are satisfied with it.
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
Obama was smart enough to run to the center. Harris doesn't think she needs to. Yeah, and she may regret it. Because I'm telling you right now, if you live in Pennsylvania, you are going to be hearing her saying that on your television, on YouTube, plenty between now and November. Even if Jonathan Carl doesn't remember it. He was getting into it, as I said, with Tom Cotton, indignant. Because the media is arrogant, so they're always indignant when confronted. And Carl says, what do you mean taking away health insurance? What are you talking about? Well, what is she talking about, Jonathan? Why don't you ask her? Why doesn't someone in the media demand that Kamala Harris present on these programs and explain her positions, past, present, and future, and also verify whether or not she truly has changed her position on issues like health care and fracking? We have these background pronouncements, and Peter Ducey was talking about it on Fox News this morning, that we actually haven't heard it from Kamala Harris that she's changed her position on things like fracking. We get background sources out of her campaign, meaning they won't go on record. You can use it, but you can't say where you got it from. Deliberately. We deserve better than this, folks, right?
It's like when you're not taking the positions of the far left of her party, she's clearly making an effort to move to the middle.
I did hear what you said to Senator Sanders, and I thought it was clear that he's very disappointed that she's taking these efforts not to change her positions, but to hide her positions, John.
That's exactly right. Do you want a commander-in-chief who can't be honest with you about what she believes? I sure as heck don't. That's not what I'm voting for.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.